Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
Climbing a ridge on a fall hunting trip, Juneau outdoorsman Joe Baxter found himself face to face with a bedded down but wide awake black bear. Baxter had picked a route through a set of cliffs about 1,000 feet above sea level when he heard a snort, and he looked up to see a bear lying in a hole amid the roots of a big spruce tree. "Here's this bear calmly staring at me just 5 feet away," he said. "He was probably asleep and I startled him. The only thing poking out of his den was his head, and because of the angle, I was looking face to face." Across Alaska, thousands of bears are sleeping in their winter dens. Many, like the bear Baxter encountered, are sleeping in dens under standing trees. Dens provide winter shelter for hibernating bears and are not year-round homes, contrary to the cartoonish image of a cave, the entrance littered with bones, that's often portrayed. Roots, rock crevices, and hollow trees, standing or fallen, provide shelter for hibernating bears. Bears in southeast Alaska tend to find their dens, and bears on Kodiak Island and in interior Alaska tend to excavate their dens. Black bear dens in particular can be in all kinds of habitats in all locations, although the ideal den is on a north-facing slope, protected from the weather in an area with well-drained soil. Keeping dry is critical, and bears will abandon a soggy den. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.